This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I'm trying to get to
the Alex Jones.
I'm trying to get all your calls, but we can take 20 calls at a time, so if I love 20, 30 up, it's hard to get to everybody, but I'm trying here. Michael in Florida, let's talk about censorship. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I really appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you.
Just want to say how much it means to me that the courage you have to do what you do every day. It helps me get through the day. And I was shocked when you were talking about your phone, taping your phone, the camera on your phone. I did that about a year ago, but it's a little consequence. I'm running two VPNs and encryption on my phone, and it's when I'm watching your show, it's amazing how when you get the key points that I'm sure nobody, you know, the powers that be don't want anybody to hear, my phone's censored then. It's pretty shocking.
Well, they admit that they are in people's phones in live time, and now they're going public that all the new phones and everything by next year, starting next month, they face it in with Microsoft. We'll have all these different agencies and private liberal groups through a thing called NewsGuard in your phone in live time tracking what you do. And notice they're introducing it to us. Oh, there's a bug in iPhone where anybody can call you and just hit a button and listen to you in your house.
Yeah. Also, you know, these people calling themselves socialists. They're not socialists. They're communists. They're no different than they're the same people that were behind the Red Army faction in Europe. I think it's about time to start calling them what they are.
Well, what I found is there's people that are just committed to evil, and these different evil groups work together. But, I mean, who do you think? I mean, I think if we say there's one evil group on the planet, then that distracts from all the different evil groups that link up. But there are certainly different groups that have proclivity for evil.
Mm-hmm, I agree. It's I just know when the time comes, these people that are trying to dox you for your beliefs, whatever, don't be afraid of them. Just look at you and the courage you have to do what you do every day. I see the stress in your face when I'm watching, and just know God put you where you are for a reason.
Well, I appreciate that, brother, but listen, I can't give up. I mean, they're going to destroy me one way or the other. I might as well make them fight for it and get as much done as I can to expose them in the process. I'm actually just tired. I'm just tired sometimes. But that's okay. I mean, I'm mad that I don't do a better job, really. I mean, I know how to beat these people, and of course our listeners do, too. God bless you. Thanks, Michael. Okay. Joe in New York was talking about medical slow kill, and then I've got Andy was talking about being involved in the fight for the second A. Yeah, that's the big one. They're coming after the guns. The Democrats say they have the votes in the House to ban semi-autos. They're going to try to pass it. And notice they've gone from denying they want to ban the Second Amendment to admitting it, Andy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Got to say, Alex, I'm a big fan of the show. I store both of my daughters, and keep fighting the good fight. Before I get to my point, I just want to say real quick, big-time hunter, and I'll tell you, at 4 o'clock in the morning, nothing gets me ready to go out and hit the woods. Like, you drop the Secret 12, little Brain Force Plus. You guys need to try that stuff. Get out there and support the fight and do yourself some good. Thanks for the great product.
Alex, I need to take some of that because I'm a little bit run down with allergies today, and I'm always like, wait, my own products are great. In fact, I should take some Brain Force Plus and some Secret 12. You're absolutely right.
There you go. Well, hey, in my home state of Connecticut here, we're facing some very tough economic times, which is causing taxes to go up. There's businesses and people leaving the state in droves. One of the taxes they're introducing or want to, hopefully this won't pass, is they want a 50% tax on your ammunition. No matter what it is.
They forced Remington out of business. The same law firm suing me sued Remington out of business.
Yeah. Another law they're trying to pass is to ban all semi-automatic weapons in my state, which means anything. Well, you know what a semi-automatic is.
Anything semi-automatic.
Anything
you pull the trigger, it shoots a bullet.
Right. And that has a detachable magazine.
Well, brother, they're suing me up in Connecticut, and their goal, they admit, is to, quote, shut me down. So I'll probably be seeing you up there in Connecticut down the road, Andy. Thank you. To Joe and Douglas and Philip and Andy, another Andy, I apologize. Call me back tomorrow. I'll put you in the front of the line. Matt Brackett in 60 seconds. Thank you all for what you do, folks. Understand, you are the power that moves the ball on the field. So tell folks about the broadcast. Thank you. Again, thank you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
Yeah, you better hide in the cellar with what's coming. I don't know if you've heard the latest false flag attack. It appears that some actor I never heard of before today named Jussie Smollett. Oh, this is Matt Bracken, by the way, not Alex and not Paul Joseph Watson, filling in today. Anyway, there's a TV show called Empire. I've never seen it. I don't know what it's about. But there's an actor named Jussie Smollett, and I guess he's a black gay guy, and he claims that he was beaten up by some MAGA thugs in Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning last night, and he drove himself to the hospital, didn't call the police. He said that these white racist MAGA guys were wandering around Chicago. I guess it was negative 20. This is when Jussie Smollett at 2 o'clock in the morning was out going to a Subway for his late night snack. Everybody does that in Chicago when it's minus 20 and the wind chills like minus 50. But there he was out on the sidewalk, and some MAGA people wearing ski masks beat him up and threw bleach on him and put a noose around his neck. Now, obviously, this sounds like it's complete BS. And you would think that a week after the Covington event was exposed as a complete hoax, you know, where the media rearranged the facts in that initial clip to say that these MAGA hat-wearing kids surrounded this poor Native American elder who was just harmlessly tapping on his tom-tom drum, and these white racist MAGA kids practically lynched him. They were on the almost ready to lynch him. Of course, that turned out to be complete BS. Now this Jussie Smollett is throwing his fuel on the fire, claiming that some MAGA people saying, you know, this is for MAGA, who were wearing ski masks with bleach and nooses out at 2 o'clock in the morning, just happened to spot him and said, "You're that gay black guy from Empire," as if people who were MAGA supporters like me, I would have no idea who this guy was or what the TV show was. But they just happened to spot him and practically lynch him. Now, if you go to the TMZ story, there's already like something like 4,000 comments. And when I saw one, I just went to newest comments to see how they're rolling in. And I saw one that said, you know, "You MAGA guys are going to be eradicated soon," which sounds an awful lot like a call for genocide. So I left the comment, you know, I left the comment saying, "Hey, boy, there's the left calling for genocide again." And the guy then comes back and says, "I'll be in the ground soon." Now, this brings up the subject of Covington, which led to yesterday not one but three different really good articles being written about the subject of the left's push. You can call it nothing else now. It's the preparatory stage for what would become a genocide of conservative white males. We've seen this in history and over and over again. Before every big socialist power grab, when they really go full commie, they're going to wreck the economy. That's a given. But they're never going to say, whoopsie, it was our fault. Our stupid socialist programs, you know, our $30 trillion free everything for everybody program blew up the economy. Must be our fault as socialists. Hell no, they never do that. They just say it was the evil enemies of the state. In our case, it'll be those Christian white conservative men. They sabotaged our glorious socialist program. They do this every time. In Germany, the National Socialists, that we call the Nazis, they scapegoated the Jews. In the Soviet Union, it was the slightly better-to-do farmers that they called the kulaks. You know, in China, in communist China, they called them the landlord class. So this is a way that the socialists, as they gather all the power to themselves, it's really a brilliant strategy because they get to unify their base in hatred and anger, very effective. They get to shift the blame for their own economic disasters onto their potential rivals, the people that, years down the road might lead to a counter-revolution. So you get your base fired up, and then you send them out to wipe out your future political rivals, just eradicate them. Sometimes it's done like in Germany with gas chambers or in the Soviet Union with gulags. Sometimes, like in Cambodia or Rwanda, it's done just at the local level with machetes, you know, with small arms and machetes. It doesn't require, you know, a huge infrastructure of gas chambers if the state riles up the anger to that extent. The article that I wrote about this week is up on a website called American Partisan that I strongly recommend everybody follow. It's military and primarily military tactical prepper kind of articles. But my article is called Covington Gives a Glimpse of Civil War II. And over at townhall.com, Kurt Schlichter has an article up with the same exact subject. I couldn't believe it. All of these came out on Monday. And at Front Page Magazine, there's actually an article up yesterday called Exterminating Whitey. Instead of, you know, killing Whitey, instead of kill Whitey, it's exterminate Whitey. So after Covington, it's obvious that people are starting to think about this subject. And it's no wonder. You know, the thing that's very foreseeable about the socialists is that they appeal to the morons. They appeal to people who are not historically astute. So when they whip up this anger, it hits their base like it's something brand new that never happened in history. Oh my God, we have an enemy that's trying to hold us down. These conservative Christian whites, they're responsible for all the evil in the world, and we've just got to get rid of them. They're too dumb to realize you're being played for fools. This is what they do every time. This is a perpetual pattern. On the other hand, our side, the conservatives, we've studied this. We've studied the French Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, and every socialist revolution ever since then. So this gives us a huge advantage because essentially one team is comprised of morons like Kamala Harris and AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that are historically illiterate. And the other side, not only are we armed to the teeth, you know, and know how to shoot and know tactics, but we've read their playbook. We've read a playbook, and they don't even understand that it is their playbook because they're historical illiterates. So when it comes to them trying to whip up their base for a day of, you know, for days of rage, for, you know, just taking it out on every, you know, white kid with a red MAGA hat standing around on the Lincoln Memorial or just blaming people in Chicago at 2 a.m., you know, phantoms, imaginary, bogus enemies. They think that's going to accomplish the mission of leading to such anger that white conservatives are just pushed out of public life. You know, genocides don't start with the final solution. Genocides start with first marginalizing your enemies. you know, taking away their ability to practice their professions. You de-license them. You de-platform them. You know, if they had a professorship, you get rid of that. Well, we can see with political correctness how far down that road we've actually already gone. Our universities are 100% left-wing social justice warrior. Any conservatives on campus are practically, you know, underground, like putting the fish symbol on the wall, like in early Christian Rome. So we can see that they've already done a great job of deplatforming conservatives, of stigmatizing us, of bullying us into silence. And the next stage is going to be calling for their minions to just, you know, punch that smirking MAGA kid in the face, which we've already seen. We saw that after Covington. And a week later, now it's some B-list actor claiming that, you know, white racist MAGAs beat him.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business
News. One of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Okay, I'm back, and I apologize for the picture quality before. I hope that the Skype connection resolves and it stays a little tighter this time. But yeah, we're talking about a pretty grim subject, and a lot of people probably don't want to talk about it, but you know, people think that being Americans, it's going to give us some kind of a perpetual immunity from the kinds of social afflictions that have plagued other countries in history. But when you see communists becoming proud about it and admitting it, you know, saying, oh, I'm a democratic socialist, or nothing's so bad about the communists. I mean, they've got TV shows. Van Jones was a communist on television. It's a very old pattern. And when you see conservatives basically marginalized and pushed to the outskirts of society as some kind of lepers by academia, the media, all of the leftists in Congress, you see the Republicans in Congress, except for the Freedom Caucus and a few others, they're a bunch of, you know, gutless, spineless rhinos. It does make you start feeling like you've almost got a, you know, a gold star pinned to your shirt. You know, the idea now is to make the MAGA hat, make the saying, make America great again, the equivalent of a Ku Klux Klan hood or a Nazi uniform. If you look at the comments under the TMZ thing, the article about Jussie Smollett, you can see the outlines of the Civil War. The left is just accepting that it's a true story and saying, basically, we've got to kill these MAGA people. So if you believe that we should make America great again, you're now a Nazi and a Klansman. And not only should you not wear the hat, you should just shut up and disappear. And if you don't, somebody's going to smash you in the mouth or, as the comment was to me, put you in the ground. And I don't think it even matters to them if it's a true story or not, because to the left, you know, the truth of a story is, does it further the narrative? Does it further the mission? You know, communists, and I include progressives, socialists, democratic socialists, all of these, to me, they're communists. The left, from the French Revolution through the communist revolutions of the 20th century, something that's very important to understand about them, they believe in Marxism as if it's a religion. Now, they'll claim that they're atheists and that they don't believe in God, but their God is this cult of socialism. And in the advancement of their religion, their secular, atheistic, false religion, communism, they believe that the ends justify any means. This is why they get along so well with Islamists, because they too believe that anything goes if it advances the global spread of either communism in that camp or Islamism in the other camp. And that's why both of them, I believe in something that the Islamists call taqiyya. Taqiyya means that Muslims can lie about their real goals, and it's not a lie, because they're just lying to infidels, and if it helps to spread Islam, to temporarily get people off of their guard to lie to them, then it's a good thing. Well, communists believe the exact same thing. So to a communist, it's completely legit to say, I'm not a communist. I'm a Democrat. I'm a progressive. I'm a socialist. You know, I don't believe in that real hard communism, you know, with the gulags and the firing squads. I just want something like Scandinavia. But in fact, and it, not many progressives probably understand this, the Scandinavian countries in the last 20 years actually rank higher on the, you know, the freedom indexes than the United States of America. They have less regulation and control of their business than we do. So if you're looking at any socialist countries today, you have to look at Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea. You know, these are the examples, and it's where it always leads. But the socialist bosses, as opposed to their moron minions, the socialist bosses, they know, the smart ones, they know, and I don't include AOC as one of the smart ones. I think she's an idiot true believer. But the smart party bosses, they know that socialism will wreck an economy. They understand it, and they don't care because their base, their moron minions, are just cannon fodder for them. So the liberal elite, the progressive elite, they look at California, and they see the same things that we do. We see tent cities with tens of thousands of people, like living in squalor in San Francisco and Los Angeles. And they see feces and needles on the sidewalks. We think, what a disaster. The Democrats must be, you know, so terribly embarrassed and humiliated. But they're not. They look at California as a brilliant, shining example of political victory. I call it Calizuela. I didn't coin the term. I've seen it around on the internet. But Calizuela is taking what used to be called the Golden State, and they're turning it into a halfway house to Venezuela. And not only that, they're using that as the model for the other 49 states for how to take complete political control. You do it when you're almost, you know, 49-51, Democrat, Republican. You do it by flooding the country with illegal aliens. In California, when you arrive, they announce with billboards and radio ads, don't worry, go to the DMZ and you'll get a driver's license. We don't care who you are or where you came from. When you get your driver's license, they hand you the form for a voter card. And then they announce, they don't just not have any investigations of voter fraud, they announce that we have never had an investigation of voter fraud in California by the, you know, by the state itself. Outside groups have tried. But this is how California went from electing Ronald Reagan and Ed Wilson to becoming solid, permanent Democrat one-party state. Not only is it one party, they have supermajorities. The Republicans have no power. They've been gerrymandered into nothing, into having zero power. They're now doing something called vote harvesting, going door to door, collecting votes from their minions that are too lazy to go to the polls. And this is now the model that's extending to the rest of the country. And this is why Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats refuse to build a border wall. When they see these caravans coming to walk across a border that has no fence, just in some places so-called vehicle barriers, they don't see that as a problem. They see that as their roadmap to permanent political victory. Okay, we're gonna, when we come back, we'll start taking calls maybe in the next segment. And the number to call is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. And we'll start taking some calls about, you know, the caravans turning all of America into Calizuela and the Covington and everything else. And we'll be back right after these spots.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But
Chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, Bracken is back for the next half an hour, and we will be taking phone calls at 877-789-2539. That's 789-ALEX. And I know this is a subject that is touchy, and people are going to say, you know, boy, you're really going off the deep end. This is very hyperbolic to talk about, you know, the left pushing for genocide in America. But understand, outside of maybe some deep thinkers on their side, they don't see it as a plan to commit genocide. I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Kamala Harris, they would look at me and say, you're completely crazy. We don't plan to do that. We just plan to push for, you know, a new economic freedom where everybody will be equal. And, you know, the law will be on the side of all. We'll all be exactly the same. In other words, we're going to just force America to become communist. Now, of course, this will wreck the economy. And then they'll say, we didn't do it. We had a great plan. We had a five-year plan. What happened was those conservative, Christian, mostly white businessmen, they just wouldn't cooperate. You know, they sabotaged us at every step. This is what they did in Venezuela. Exactly. They said, okay, you know, people that are selling products in supermarkets, bakeries, you can't sell it more than this. Well, then I'm just not going to bake bread. If you're telling me I can't sell at a profit, I won't bake bread. Then they order the baker, you must open and sell the bread. I mean, you can imagine this is like a guaranteed way to absolutely wreck an economy. But then what do they do? Do they say, you know what, maybe we ought to loosen up that free market economy and let the miracle of capitalism run? No way. They charge the bakers and the supermarket owners, you know, with economic treason and throw them into jail. They put soldiers in the bakery to bake the bread, who don't know anything about baking bread. Nobody's going to supply the flour because they won't be paid. And then they just continue to make it worse and worse. They charge the capitalist business owners with greater and greater crimes. They throw them into prison, and the rest of them will flee the country. And that's how it always works. So they don't start out in, you know, year one with a plan for genocide. It's just that their socialist system will be so ruinous to the economy that when they look for the reasons why the economy was wrecked, they'll always look to the conservative business people and start throwing them into jail. Now, the difference in our country, unlike, for example, Venezuela and many other countries, you know, Germany in the 1930s, we've studied this. We're aware of this. So to me, as far as I'm concerned, this is the reason why, you know, tens of millions of AR-15s have been purchased in the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. And almost everyone that I've seen, unless it's an absolute newbie, every AR-15 I see has a scope on top. And, you know, these aren't being purchased by hunters. Primarily, I don't hunt. I mean, once in a while I get invited, but I don't consider myself a hunter. I consider myself a shooter, and I consider myself a constitutionalist, you know, and an American. So when the socialists pull their same old play, you know, let's appeal to the morons, promise everybody a free lunch, free college, free health care, you know, what, free housing. They've already got free food. When that wrecks the economy, they think that they're just going to be able to take out their enemies, which is us. It's not going to happen, because at some point there's going to be a massive social collision. And that massive social collision is going to result in a brutal civil war. I absolutely, you know, don't see any way around this. I just don't see it. I don't know what the Fort Sumter moment would be. It could be gun confiscation raids that just start ratcheting up, probably in a state like New Jersey or New York or California. Already we see these so-called red flag laws being pushed. I think I read in Florida they've used the red flag law something like 400 times. Often the people don't even own guns, or they're just kids. You know, it's neighbor snitching on neighbor. Somebody made a threat about the school, so they go to the house to see if they've got any guns. But you can see the potential for mischief if you combine these red flag laws with the phenomenon of swatting, and you add in these all of these hoax crimes that the left are so fond of doing, where they, you know, accuse people of being MAGA hat wearing, you know, racist noose tires. It turns out to always be a hoax. Well, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that they're going to start swatting people with the red flag laws to get the SWAT team to roll up to somebody's house that they think is well armed. And eventually this is going to lead to a, you know, some kind of a Waco where an entire family's wiped out. And I think that the people that actually are agitating for the revolutionary conditions, they'll welcome this. It will permit it'll permit the state to use even greater force against their political enemies. You know, they really need at this point some MAGA actual event as opposed to just more and more of these hoaxes. I think that they were hoping that Las Vegas was going to turn out to be you know, some kind of a right winger, but instead it looks like probably the opposite. And, you know, with this Jussie Smollett case, you can just see that they're just trying so hard to instigate a crisis based on, you know, the white racist boogeyman, and it's not happening. So these red flag laws might be a potential flashpoint, because it's very dangerous. You know, police start rolling up to houses in the middle of the night to take people's guns away. Well, it's been known for a long time that home invaders, what do? They bang on the door and yell, "Police, open up." I mean, if somebody bangs on your door at 3 o'clock in the morning yelling, "Police, open up," you're not wide awake. You're not thinking clearly. Some people, like Roger Stone, he didn't even have a gun. 29 FBI agents bust into his house with, you know, tactical gear. In that case, it all went real well because he was prepared mentally, I think, to be arrested at any time. And he said he didn't even have a gun. But I know a lot of other people that have got all kind of, you know, video surveillance, all kind of intruder alarms, so that if anybody is stacking in their yard, you know, if the black SWAT team truck is outside and they come across the perimeter, I know people that are going to be able to react to that. And just hearing FBI open up, banging on the door, it could result in a terrible situation. And I think that there are people on the left that would welcome that event, that are actually trying to instigate this situation just so that they can have a real example of, you know, crazy right-wing gun nuts shooting a bunch of police officers. Something similar to that happened, was it in Louisiana? It was last night. Four police officers were shot just because some heroin dealers, instead of surrendering, they got into a gun battle right off the bat. I guess that the body armor that the police were wearing saved them, but that's not always going to work. And, you know, we need to hopefully de-escalate this and seriously explore these red flag laws, which I think are building up towards a real crisis and a flashpoint, because the left wants it. You know, the left is inventing incidents like the Covington event and this Jussie Smollett event. When there aren't real events, they'll invent them. And to get a real event, they'll instigate it. You know, we've seen it, and we can't fall for these things. We need to stand strong, like that kid in the on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. You know, he just was guilty of smirking while standing there. Now, just standing there is seen as aggressive if you're a conservative white male in this country. All right, when we come back, we're going to go right to the phones, 877-789-2539, 789-ALEX. When we get back, we'll be taking the calls, and we'll see you on the other side of these spots. Thanks.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's Matt Bracken.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I'm back, and for the next part of the hour, and we're going to go straight to the phone calls now. And I've got a lot of great phone calls stacked up here. And let's go to Mike in California. He wants to talk about the new AG. I think that would be Mr. Barr, the swamp creature. Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so thanks for receiving my call. And what my idea about what my idea about Barr was that he may know where the bodies are buried. And I think that Trump is consciously aware that he's bringing in these globalists based on his affiliation with the John Birch Society. And I really think that he's manipulating the environment of this battlefield, and everything that he's doing is going to really prove out to be helpful, especially when you factor in our nationalist allies throughout the world. And there's going to come a point where they share their intel with us and we share our intel with them to bring down the globalists in their areas, and they're going to help us take down the globalists in our neck of the woods. So I really feel like his background with the Bushes and so forth, they're just exposing themselves. He's flushing them out and
well, Mike. Mike, I wish I shared your optimism, but you know, Barr is a swamp creature from the very beginning. You know, he's one of these like deep selected guys CIA connections, straight into government. His wife plays cards with Mueller's wife. They're on a first name basis. They see each other at church. I don't know how Trump was finagled into picking Barr, probably the same way he was finagled into picking Rosenstein. The swamp creatures around Trump say, oh, pick this guy because he's in easy confirmation and you can't afford a fight over the confirmation. Trump doesn't know any better, and the next thing you know, you've got a Rosenstein. I think personally Barr is going to turn out to be just as bad as McCabe, Mueller, Strzok, or the rest of them. His first loyalty is going to be to the deep state, you know, the senior executive service. These are the guys, doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, that's like a joke to these guys. These guys are only loyal to their own clique. They think that they're the guys that are holding up the pillars of heaven and that they've got to save the entire New World Order from these populist yahoos like Trump that are like bull in a china shop. They literally think that they're doing God's work because us moron peasants are just too stupid to know what's best for them, that's best for us. And they've got to therefore, you know, really steer the ship of state from off stage. And Trump is risking all of that. But I hope I'm wrong. But, you know, everybody thought Sessions might do the trick. Huber might. None of these guys did. They're all deep state. Thanks, Mike. Let's go to Mary in Virginia. Talk about a hate crime bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, two things. First, political orientation needs to be added to the hate crime bill. So if someone wearing a MAGA hat is attacked verbally or physically, they get prosecuted.
I don't know if that's going to run straight into First Amendment, I think, because, you know, I think that the entire hate crimes thing is a joke anyway. I mean, if you murder somebody, murderers should get the death penalty. I don't care if you had lust in your heart or racial anger in your heart. Murder is murder. And if you start talking about what somebody's political beliefs were, and then that's going to add or subtract years to your sentence, well, I mean, that goes straight against the First Amendment. And I think that wouldn't stand up at all. And, I think actually it would lead to more problems than it would solve because anything that starts out with good intentions, the Democrats, the left, they'll usually take it over, like asset forfeiture, you know, from the war on drugs, things like that. They'll take it over and they'll use that as an excuse to actually stifle free speech. And they always do that. Thanks, Mary. So Casey in Mississippi wants to switch and talk about Venezuela. Are you still there, Casey?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. We're familiar with each other. My name is Eagle Eyes on a variety of platforms.
Okay.
I've seen some of your memes. You've got some solid charts, and I know that you know certain things that are going on. What I'd like to address today is, you know, organization is what they fear. We need to rebuild our communities from the ground up in our homes, everything else. I know people are aware of this, but we get lost in the cyclone of information that continuously rolls. We have to slow that down and be able to focus primarily on our homes because they are coming with that Second Amendment push. They are going to try to take away our protection, which they protect themselves with, which is completely nonsense, as you know. Excuse me, I'm a little bit jazzed up. Thanks for taking the call again. But we need to focus. We need to focus on our communities, on our homes, rebuild neighbor to neighbor. Grow your own food, stock up, be prepared, do not turn a blind eye to nonsense. We have no more time to turn away. The time is now. Thanks again. I appreciate you, man.
No problem. And that's some good advice about stocking up. You know, if there is any kind of a major crisis, regional or national, you know, it would be nice to say I have 10 years worth of food and I could stay in a bunker. But like, let's face it, that's not reality. A more likely situation, though, is that there could be a period of anarchy and just not needing to go out to the already looted supermarket during those first few weeks when everybody's in a total panic. If you can stay home because you've prepared and you've got the food supplies and the nutraceuticals and the you know, stored water or a well on your own property that you can run without electricity, your odds of getting through are going to be a lot greater. Sure, I mean, like if it's an extinction level event like the comet that hit the Gulf of Mexico and wiped out the dinosaurs, nothing's going to help. But there are, most events are going to be something that if you can just endure for a few weeks, months, or maybe years, but surviving the first month or two, that's going to be critical. If the power goes out, and it's not just because of a civil war or something like that, every one of the major powers are developing EMP weapons now. If you fire an ICBM from Russia to America, we know just where it came from. But if something pops out of the ocean and takes out our electrical grid, nobody's going to claim it. You know, our country will be wrecked, and we won't even know who to retaliate against necessarily. Ricardo in New York. Oh, boy, Hillary's minions. Are you there, Ricardo? Been waiting a long time. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, how are you today, Matt? Good to meet you. I'm from Syracuse, New York, and we've spent the last mayoral cycle, my wife, who won the Martin Luther King Unsung Hero Award for community activism in 2012-2013, we've been fighting a nonstop battle against Hillary Clinton. Her mayoral candidate of choice was sent from San Diego, California, to come here and enact gun.
I'm sorry, we're losing you, Ricardo. Are you on a bad cell? I think we're going to have to drop that call because we just don't have enough time. But, yeah, we're all keeping a very close eye on New York. Thanks a lot. Alex in Los Angeles has a comment about assimilation of immigrants. Go ahead, Alex. We only have about a minute left.
Yes, hi. Alex helped me get introduced to the American culture growing up here as an immigrant from Armenia, a former Soviet conquered state. I didn't really like America. I thought Los Angeles was America. As an immigrant, I was told to be proud of my culture and all this stuff. And nothing in the world can make me un-Armenian. But once I found out the beauty and the magnificence of the American revolutionary culture, I fell in love with it. And we have to remind immigrants to assimilate, that it is better, you have more opportunity, you need to learn English, not just learn, but I stopped speaking my native language for a year once I realized this, just to improve English.
Yeah, it's a really good point, Alex, but we're right at the end of the time now. I wish that all of our immigrants had your spirit and your attitude, but I don't see it, because I think that the Democrats just want them to come in as, you know, as voting blocks. They don't care if they speak English or not, as long as they vote Democrat. All right, that's it for this week. I don't have Patreon or anything like that, but I do have lots of books on Amazon. You can go there and see what I've been writing about for the last decade or so. And I'll see you next time. This is Bracken off.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is...